USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A week-long strike by Chicago teachers continues on Saturday. Jesse Sharkey is the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. He believes some progress is being made and is optimistic a deal will be reached soon.
I just say we're working on it and that we have an opportunity to get a fair settlement, and we're gonna take that seriously and work hard. We had progress. I'm not going to say more than that. We're at a sensitive juncture right now, and I'm optimistic, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Multiple sources are reporting that the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed after being targeted in a special operations raid by U.S. forces in Syria. The White House says the president will address the nation at 9 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning. The president did tweet late Saturday night that something very big just happened. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Three House committees on Saturday were holding a rare deposition hearing with Acting Assistant Secretary of State Phil Rieker. Now, this was part of the Democratic-led House's unofficial impeachment inquiry against President Trump. After 8 hours of testimony, Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows shares what he took away from the session.
There was certainly a number of questions that continue to try to convey, is there an impeachable offense here? Was there some quid pro quo? And now you have another high-ranking State Department official that didn't provide any support for that allegation.
The deposition parade will take off Sunday but continue on Monday. On Saturday, many Americans across the country safely returned unwanted pills as its National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The Drug Enforcement Agency holds the event annually to provide a safe way to get rid of unused prescription drugs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has a wealth tax plan that calls for a 2% increase on taxes of families with a net worth of over $50 million, and it would be 3% on households with a net worth of over $1 billion. Now, Warren has said she's going to use this money to help pay for her Medicare for All plan and other big government programs that she's proposing. Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells Fox News there's no way the rich people can pay for everything, and some of Warren's programs will be paid for by the middle class.
Well, she's already told us some things. She said she'll repeal the Trump Republican tax cuts. For the median income family of four, that's a $2,000 tax increase each year. For a single mother with one child, $35,000, it's a $1,300 tax increase every year. That's just, and she spent this money, by the way, many, many times. Every time she talks, it's not just Medicare for All. She's doing all sorts of other spending, and every time she tells you it's the same three rich guys are going to pay for it all. Mm. In point of fact, she talks about taxing rich people the way magicians do misdirection. They say, oh, look over here. She wants you to think she's taxing rich people. There's not enough money there to do all the things she wants. Mm-hmm. She's going to go straight to the middle class. This is what Sweden does. This is what Denmark does. This is what the European countries that spend the way she and Bernie Sanders want to. And Sanders admits he'll raise taxes on the middle class.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.